every ingredient you need to create a pangram was in the lyrics. H-I-J-A-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z. And if you want to find a list of pangrams, I suggest simply Googling pangrams. You'll find quite a few there. And thanks again to Rick in Highland Park. I'm glad you were listening to hear us feature that idea that you sent to us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRTP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and streaming at slbradio.org/radio.
Start your hands a clapping.
Stomp, stomp.
Start your feet a pat.
Stomp, stomp.
To the right,
stomp, stomp.
To the left, Jack, you really come on.
Stomp, stomp.
Jump into the boogie.
Stomp, stomp.
Do the boogie woogie.
Stomp, stomp.
To the right,
stomp, stomp.
To the left, Jack, you really come on. You feel so alive when you're starting to swing. You don't know, and I don't know, nobody knows a thing. Start your hands a clapping,
stomp, stomp.
Start your feet a pat,
stomp, stomp.
To the right,
stomp, stomp.
To the left, Jack, you really come on.
Stomp, stomp.
Franco and the Missing Cats here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome. This is our Youth Express Hour. And there's lots happening today. It's our Youth Advisory Council Youth Rewind event taking place. They're getting ready for it. setting it up. Everybody's welcome. But it's especially an event to celebrate the great year our after-school programs have had. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later this hour. Did I use two sentences or use a little bit twice in the same sentence? After everything we talked about in our last hour about using every letter of the alphabet in a sentence to make a pangram, here I use the same phrase twice.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
The Youth Media Center Rewind includes food, beverages, and activities, all in celebration of the past year at the Youth Media Center. It's hosted by our Youth Advisory Council. You're welcome to stop by. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our Youth Media Center, which is co-located in Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And students are encouraged to bring friends and family, and you're very much welcome to be a part of it as well. This Youth Express Hour today is going to feature a variety of things. We'll talk with members of the Youth Advisory Council shortly. But first, we are going to go back about 6 years ago, just a little over 6 years ago. The Center for Young Musicians was here with some of their musicians. And what they did as part of this appearance is they grouped students into trios. Now, at the time, these students were either 12 or 13 years of age. So you'll get a chance to hear them. Also, later this hour, we're going to talk to Pittsburgh Promise ambassadors about the Pittsburgh Promise program and the difference it's made to countless students in the Pittsburgh area. The Center for Young Musicians are here with Leah Gavelber, and we have two trios. The first is comprised of Elena, who is 13 and attends Swickley Academy on violin. Also, her classmate Abby will be on piano. She's the same age. And then Elliot, who goes to Ross Elementary and is in sixth grade. They are going to perform two selections for you, the first of which is called Habanero. Thank you. That is the first of our trios featuring Elena, Elliot, and Abby. And they have another selection after which we will speak with each of them. This one, appropriately enough, is Finale. Beautifully done. We are going to speak with each of those students shortly. We're going to trade places and get the next trio up and ready to go. As we trade places, Elliot, your grandparents wrote to say how much they enjoyed hearing you play. I'm looking for that message. I just had it in front of me a second ago. Actually, it was your grandmother, Jeannie, wrote, listening in Dubois. And Devin and Tally also wrote, and Devin and Tally are in Vermont, and they are related to somebody in our next group. Thank you all for joining us. I know it's tough with to play live on the air like this. Come a little bit closer so I can be sure I can hear you. And I'll let you just each please introduce yourself if you have any shout-outs or acknowledgments you'd like to make. This is the perfect time to do it.
So, hi, I'm Abby. I'm in seventh grade. I'd like to say hi to my mom, my brother, and my dad who are listening.
And, Abby, you were playing piano in that piece. Is school done yet for the year?
School ends on the 5th.
So right around the corner, yeah. You've just got a few days. Do you know what you'll be doing this summer?
This summer, I will be going to camp and taking a bit of a vacation in August.
Excellent. And you go to school with the person sitting next to you, right?
Yes.
And I'll let you introduce yourself and offer any shout-outs you might have.
Hi, I'm Elena. I'm also in 7th grade. I would like to say hi to my mom and dad, who are sitting right outside.
Excellent. And do you have any plans for the summer?
Yeah, I'm going to Alaska for a hiking trip, and then I'm visiting family in Russia.
Terrific. You know, we have some listeners in Alaska.
Really?
And have you been there before?
No, I'm really excited.
You must be. How are you going to get there?
By plane, and then we're taking a road trip.
Is this with your family?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be great. I hope you have a good trip, and
thanks.
Next, we have Elliot. And I'll let you introduce yourself, give any shout-outs you might like to.
I'm Elliot, and I'm in 6th grade, and I'd like to acknowledge my parents and say hi to them, I guess.
Elliot was playing cello, and I was curious, have you played out in the big room outside as part of the combined orchestras in past years? I thought that might be the case. You didn't do it just this past year, did you? You probably did it a year ago.
Yeah, and I think I did it like 2 months ago.
I thought you were part of that group too, because we those recordings we had about 60 people from the North Hills Elementary Schools all playing together outside, and we featured those on the radio just last week. So, thanks. Anything else? You should say hi to your grandma.
Yeah. Hi.
She thought the email. Thanks. You all sounded great. Now we have our next group ready to go. They are comprised of Mary Queen of Apostles student Alexa. That school is in New Kensington, from Winchester Thurston Yazan, and from Providence Heights Alpha School, Clara. They are all going to join us, and we'll talk with them after they play. They have two selections that they're going to be playing. The first is called Allegretto.
Thank you.
Next, the trio will perform Allegro. Each student, by the way, is 12 and is just finishing sixth grade. Beautiful job from the second of our three trios. And we'll make some room here for you around the table. We have a lot of musicians, and we would love to get a picture of all of you outside so that we can make sure we have a photo to share with listeners. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. That was live. Students from the Center for Young Musicians. And as the latest trio gets seated, Clara, your brother Daniel and little sister Caroline wish you well and said that you did a great job. And we also had a note coming in just a few moments ago from your Pittsburgh grandparents congratulating the entire trio as well as you. And let's meet each of you, and we'll start with our cellist who is here. Can you introduce yourself to everybody who's listening? Well, yeah, we'll get some headphones on you. I'll let you introduce yourself. And if you have any shout-outs or hellos, this is the perfect time to do it.
I'm Yasin. I'm in sixth grade. I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom and brother.
Excellent. And you're at Winchester Thurston?
Yes.
Is that right? Nice to meet you. Do you go to the city campus?
So yeah.
Were you involved in the immigration project that we do called From There to Here, where you would have interviewed somebody in social studies from another country?
Yeah.
great. Yeah, that was, I don't know if you knew, that was us doing that with you. And it was fun to do that project. What's your name?
I'm Clara. I go to Providence Heights Alpha School, and I'm in sixth grade. And I'd like to say hi to my mom, my grandparents, my siblings, and my cousins, who I know are listening.
Great. And finally, we have?
My name's Alexa. I go to Mary Queen of Apostles School. And I'd like to say hi to my parents and my grandparents and my aunts and uncles who are listening.
Thank you. You all sounded great. We appreciate your being here for the Youth Express segment today on the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, there you have it. Segment featuring the Center for Young Musicians. And that was from June 1st, 2019. And we thank our students for being with us. You don't have to wait for us to go into the archives. You can do that yourself. You'll find thousands, no exaggeration, of past programs as well as off-air features at slvradio.org/catalog. I'm excited to bring to you right now somebody who you maybe have met before. She's been on the air before with us, but Morgan McCrae started her work with SLB before we built our youth media center, before the pandemic, if I recall correctly. And here we are. She just graduated from high school like a week and a half ago. Is that right?
Yeah, about a week, two weeks ago now, I guess.
It must be incredible to be done. We've talked about this a little off the air, but what's it feel like?
It's definitely a weight off my shoulders. I feel like at this point, there's been so much going on. There's so much achievement. There's so many things happening that I'm just like, this is chapters finally closed. I'm ready to move on and like start at my college. And I'm so excited to see what my like new experiences are going to bring.
And talk about where you're going to be going to school and what's next.
So I'm going to Ohio State in Columbus this fall, and I'm going to study international relations, and I may study data science, but we'll see when I get there.
It just occurred to me, like, the O in Oakland Catholic and O in Ohio State, if you got any monograms.
It was like foretelling.
What do you think, I mean, what does it feel like to be done at OC? I know when I graduated, I felt sometimes like what am I missing? What haven't I done? Or I would think there were things I had to do, but they didn't need to get done anymore.
I definitely felt that way in the first week or so. I was like, there has to be something that I'm missing. There's some loose end that like I didn't wrap up. Or even for the underclassmen, I felt like maybe I need to reach out, or just like there's a message that I'm missing. But once I did reach out, and once I had a chance to talk to them, I just like, you know, you get to a point that's just like, I think they're going to be okay. Like, I think what I've started and what, you know, what the school community is going to be is going to be okay, because I'm pretty confident in the girls that are going to come after us and be seniors. Like, the next senior class is, like, so, they're so excited about the world. They are so talented, and I think they're going to make, like, they're very good leaders for the rest of our school at this point, so I'm excited.
Yeah, Oakland Catholic has this amazing tradition of mentorship.
Yes.
From older girls to younger girls. And I know you were the recipient of that, but also had a lot to do in giving.
Definitely. Even though, like, in the moment it may not feel like the sisterhood, and like you definitely get that push and pull, I think like in retrospect, there is like a big community feeling of like, this was my family for 4 years, and it is a little sad to have to leave my girls, but I think we'll definitely stay connected and I will definitely always support them. I've told them if they need anything or they want advice, there's no hesitation to reach out.
That's good to know. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. I wanted Morgan here for a couple reasons. One, to get her on the record that she's going to keep in touch with us one way or another. We've talked about that. But also, just as Morgan has talked about being mentored and mentoring others, I really want to thank you, Morgan. If not the first, was part of the very first Youth Advisory Council here at SLB. And I don't know if I ever told you this, Morgan, is all the research I did as we worked to begin the Youth Media Center, I knew that we needed to have a Youth Advisory Council. Everything I read said you must, and we visited other facilities that stress that importance. And then I said, how do we do it? And every resource I looked at said, it's hard.
Yeah.
And it is hard for a lot of reasons. But you did it. Yeah. And we could never have done it without you. How did you do it? Or, I mean... I don't mean to ask you.
Oh,
I'm just. I mean, are there secrets to? I mean, because you did it. Not only did you do it, you did it sustainably. There are already new people coming in, and I was concerned as to whether we were going to be able to accomplish that or not.
I think that the biggest thing that I've learned from it and how we've been able to be sustainable is that everything. All my experiences in school and other extracurriculars are a learning opportunity for this. And when you really are passionate and care about this youth council, another organization, there are lessons everywhere and skills you can learn from places you don't even know. So I think I'm taking lessons from the classroom, from our meetings, and just even the little interactions to really just, change and be flexible in the work. I do think flexibility has definitely been my saving grace, and just giving grace to the students we work with because they need it. We're all busy, but also expecting grace from them as we are all trying to, work toward more, we're trying to do something good. So we all have to give each other some patience.
Morgan has also been involved with World Affairs Council and other organizations. One thing, you've developed is helping adults understand when to get out of the way or when to listen. Is that the best way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that at least in my work out with the World Affairs Council specifically, we've tried to develop this training that teaches adults that, youth are entirely capable of a lot more than they understand, but partnership is a two-way street, and there is a way to partner with young people that makes them feel included and allows them to make decisions, but there are ways that are much more negative, and there are definitely sustainable, actionable choices you can make within a day, within a month, to start including youth very early. So,
and sometimes I think adults have really good intentions.
Right.
They want to be the training wheels or the the safety net,
right?
On things that don't really require
exactly. Safety net. Usually, it's not we want to control young people. It's just that you have to let them be and let them be creative and give them some agency to grow.
Now we just have a couple minutes because I want to be sure we have our Pittsburgh Promise ambassadors that are going to be joining us. But let's talk about today's Rewind event because
right.
It's totally, I can't talk about it authoritatively because I know very little.
Right. So today's Youth Media Center Rewind event is a Youth Council planned event. We've been working on it for a couple months, and it will be today in our Youth Media Center from 11 to 2 p.m. And we've been working on it. It's to celebrate the student work that has been produced in our space over the past school year, and really just to celebrate the end of such a successful school year, the start of our summer, and to give everybody a chance to listen to works made throughout the year. We're going to have an open mic so that you can come showcase any work that you've worked on or anything new and creative that you're excited to work on. And yeah, it's just going to be a nice get-together to culminate the summer.
And you can come if you're listening. Well, you are listening, right? but you can join us while we're independent. We are co-located in the Children's Museum. You don't need to sign up. Just come on in. Teens are welcome. Come in as an adult if you care to. I'm going to hang out for a little bit and take it in. I can't wait. And I really appreciate your putting it together. It goes until 2.
Thank you so much. Yes, it goes until 2 p.m.
And there's food.
Yes, and there's food. There's Chipotle. We have vegan options. We have gluten-free options. We've got it all covered. So there's something for everybody.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just can't wait to see what you do next, Morgan. I think you were 13 when we started working together, and you are 18 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Just incredible. Thank you.
Thank you so
for
much.
Being with us. That's Morgan McCray, Oakland Catholic, class of 25. Sometimes we think just because we know something that everybody knows something. Maybe you've seen the Pittsburgh Promise billboards on the road. There's one I drive by every day. That shows Pittsburgh Promise scholars that were benefactors of Franco Harris's sponsored funds. I also read a lot about the Pittsburgh Promise. I know a lot about the Pittsburgh Promise. You may not know about it, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have this segment today. The Pittsburgh Promise is a bold notion that a city can embrace and support the students within it through peer coaching, through scholarship funding, and really to help from the very beginning of a student's academic life, letting them know that they can be whoever they want to be if you get an early start. And that's what the Pittsburgh Promise has been all about. We have three ambassadors here with us today, and you're going to learn a lot more from them than I just told you, but I wanted to give you a sense of how the program works. It's independent of Pittsburgh Public Schools, although it is very much commingled with Pittsburgh Public Schools. It's a separate nonprofit organization with its own budget and its own funding to support our kids. It's this unique proposition. Maybe more people will come and live in Pittsburgh if we show how much we care about our students. So I'm going to ask if you could each introduce yourself. Maybe you're all seniors. Let me know what you plan to do in the fall, just because people expect me to ask that. And Kalia, we'll start with you.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kalia. I'm graduating from Carrick High School, and I'm planning on going to college, Washington and Jefferson, in the fall.
Ah, and that's one of our affiliates. You're being heard on their radio station right now. Do you know what you want to study there?
I want to study international studies.
Terrific. It's nice to meet you. Let's see who we have next to you.
My name is Aria, and I'm a senior at Obama in Pittsburgh. And I'm going to Fordham University in the fall. And I'm in to study film, but I'm probably going to do some writing studies as well and just try a bunch of things out.
Excellent. And you've got a shirt on that says Good Sports Pittsburgh. Mm. I don't know about that organization.
So this is like it's a local brand. There's a store in the South Side called Zed's that's been around for a bunch of years now. They're graduates of IUP, and they came here and set up their own, like, kind of, consignment shop almost, and this is like a local brand from one of the guys who works there, and it's like it's been around for a couple of years now, and they have a lot of cool like work, and it's like a lot of cool athletic wear and like casual wear that all just like is under like this like good sports theme. It's pretty
cool. That's
great.
I know. Yeah. Zed, so I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah. And let's see who's next to you.
Hi, I'm Parai. I also attend Obama Academy of International Studies, and for the next 4 years from now on I will be attending University of Pittsburgh.
Do you know what you want to study?
Man, I'm really stuck right now. I want to do something with the environment, but so far I'm in environmental engineering, but I think I'm going to transfer to an environmental science and international relations double major, so that's the route.
Well, you all have a long trajectory ahead of you and can make, you know, changes in and out, you know, whatever it is you want to do. And you guys must be really excited. Now, Obama's had its graduation already, or no?
This coming Thursday.
Okay, so it's Thursday for all of you. Do you feel like you're in kind of a no person's land right now, between now and college?
Yes.
What do you think, Kalia? I mean, I remember feeling that way. You all can jump in. I mean, you had a lot of rigor in finishing up, but now it's like...
Right. I attended, like, Obama for middle school and high school, so, like, it's just, like, over. I mean, it's crazy how, like, I spent more than half of my life there and how this whole like journey's gonna end. But I'm also really excited. College is a whole different experience, and although I'm staying in Pittsburgh, I'm sure that I'm gonna find new people and create cool opportunities, and that's what I'm excited for.
I stayed in Pittsburgh too, and it definitely happened in my case. What about you, Arya?
Yeah, I agree. And also, so in my case, I'm not staying in Pittsburgh. It was definitely on the table. I definitely considered Pitt for the next like course of like my education. But the time from now until like mid-August, it's going to be a lot of like figuring it out. I've attended like private school and public school. So like, I feel like, I don't know, that probably does not apply to college much, but like, I'm just ready to see like what else I can really like expose myself to. And also being in a city like New York, it's going to be a whole different ballpark. So I have to kind of prepare myself to do that.
Yeah, that's going to be quite an experience.
Yeah.
So all of you are Promise ambassadors. And first of all, thank you for doing that. That's an important part of the Pittsburgh Promise. Can you talk a bit about what you've done in your work and the difference it's made?
Well, I would say it's a peer mentoring program. So over the summer, we would do these summer trainings where we learn about the Pittsburgh Promise and all these preferred colleges, and we also do college visits. And then in turn, during school, we tell our friends about how great the program is. And we learn a lot. We learn about how great the Pittsburgh Promise is. We learn how great the local colleges is. And in turn, we also help our students to help them pursue and learn about the post-secondary options that Promise can help. And we can be mentors for them, as also we can learn about. So it's a win-win situation, and it's very, very, very fun.
Yeah, I would say at the Promise, like the thing that we've done that stuck out to me the most is like Harai said, we like went on college tours over the summer, and they were both beneficial for us, as like we could see the colleges. We were able to go on these tours and just like stay for the course of the tour and like learn about not just like what pertains to that specific college, but like a bunch of things about just general knowledge that you should know for like going into college. And we bring that information back to our schools. We do tabling events. Like it's at some schools have more opportunities to do tabling than others. But we get to like sit in front of our classmates, and they can come up to us at like honors nights or sports events. And yeah, we just try to get into all the different kinds of school events to see how we can get the message heard.
Kalia, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would say it's very peer-to-peer mentoring. I think what sticks out to me most about the Promise Ambassador Program, actually, is the workshops that we have during the summer, over the summer with the trainings. It really helps a lot. I feel like it really helps you, like, mentally prepare, like, the transition. And since I've been here for last year and this year, I think having that probably helped me be more prepared than others, which could help me help others, which was great.
Are those workshops after you graduate, or are they in between high school years? And what kinds of topics come up in the workshops?
A lot. So we had, like, it goes from college preparation to, like, mental health and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel like it really helps you prepare not only for college but for, like, life in general after high school as well.
You just touched on something I was curious about. Most people, I think, when they hear peer mentoring, think of tutoring, you know, helping somebody better understand algebra or trigonometry. But I think you're focused more on the kind of mentoring that you really, who's going to teach you about college scholarships or college selection or navigating what's become a really complex college? Is that mostly the focus area as opposed to academic tutoring?
I agree. I mean, many of us were leaving our families and attending a whole new life. So I think us learning and telling them about how the next 4 years, about college, mental health, to financial aid, which is a big part, is more of like a helping instead of just learning, like telling them about, like, you know, tutoring. I think just telling them about life lessons that we learned about, like, the college preparations, and we can tell them how to prepare for the next 4 years.
Did you hear about the promise in elementary school? Was that...
Yeah. The poster, like, I used to attend Colfax Elementary, but there's a big Pittsburgh Promise poster. And my sister was going to get it, but still, like, it's very, very memorable in my head.
What about for you, Arya?
So, in middle school, like, I attended, well, like, in elementary to middle school, I attended a private school. But right down the street, there was, like, a Pittsburgh public school. And also, these billboards have been around for a while, and I've had, like, family friends who were, like, executive scholars. And it was pretty interesting, like, seeing his face on a billboard. And I didn't even realize, like, what the program really was until, like the past, like year or two. But I wanted to touch on something that you said earlier, like, what we speak about in these workshops. I think a cool thing that we did was, like, we've brought in, like, what we haven't... I think we have brought in at least one person for this, but we've also just generally discussed and done slideshows and, like, whatnot on, like, financial aid and the whole, like, concept of kind of managing your money and really how, like, a college, like the bill that they send you, how to break it down, how to really just, like, assess what you're working with there.
Yeah, that's important. I knew nothing about that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. and understanding it really matters, and I'm not sure where else you can easily get information mm-hmm. Like that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the mental health aspects that are unique to this situation, to trying to jump from graduation to whatever comes next?
Well, first things first, like, we definitely want to help with the money situation. So once again, like Arya said, we break down the financial aid packages we get. And also, we did, like, mental health classes. We drew, like, paintings and stuff, and we learned how to better ourselves for colleges. And during these meetings, we actually have alumni of the Pittsburgh Promise Ambassador Program, and we would do, like, Q&As and stuff, and we would ask them, like, hey, how do you manage all these long hours? And from that, like, we can learn. And, yeah, that's how we, like, I guess, prepare ourselves for the mental health storm for the next 4 years.
So stress management has got to be key. You were starting to say something, Clea. Oh, it's okay. Talking about mental health aspects and just skills.
Yeah. Well, I would say the mental health aspect really helps with the problems. Not only like the workshop with the mental health, there's like just always a support system within it, which like really helps with coaches at our schools to like actual meetings and stuff. Like, and then Mr. Danny, he always like reaches out and checks in whenever, you know, doesn't hear from you as often, which actually really, it's nice, really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's good to know people are in your corner. So, not to put words in the mouths of Harai, Arya, and Clea, but I know when I was going to school, I had guidance counselors, and this is different. Not to say anything negative about guidance counselors, but these are near peer mentors, older students, because you get a chance to talk with first year college students and ones even older than that about their experiences, right?
Yeah.
And that probably can be some of the best guidance imaginable.
Definitely, yeah.
How has that helped you, talking with older students? Did that work towards your selection of a particular school?
In one meeting, we met the first graduating class of the Pittsburgh Promise Scholarship Program. and they're like, I don't want to be too mean, but they're in the older side, and they have full careers. Number one of them works at like a fashion, and I'm like, wow. And they talked about how the Pittsburgh Promises helped them, and how this led them to graduate school or like these programs. And I mean, this definitely helped me pick Pitt as an option because I can use the Promise, and also seeing how people like, because obviously, you know, I'm in high school and I'm graduating soon, but I really don't know what to do. But seeing people like figuring out from college to what they're doing in the future just makes me like believe in myself and have more confidence in the future. And
So
the Promise, there's definitely sort of like an alumni network built into it, and we've had them like we've had like older ambassadors come in, and like what Harai was saying, them being there is an example of like a path that has been like successfully taken, because they are at the same place that we are. I'm not attending an in-state school personally, but to be completely honest, the Pittsburgh Promise was like a deciding factor in like if I were to stay in state or go out of state. And it came down to like a decision of like, where do I really want to spend the next 4 years? And just like, I'm not utilizing the money directly for the next 4 years of college, but the opportunities to use it with like summer classes, you can pay for summer classes. And we've seen like examples of that with the other older students. And also just people who like have also like attended our schools. Like we've had former like ambassadors from our school particularly who were here last year, and like we got to speak with them last year in like the preliminary kind of meetings to get to like know the Promise in the summer.
Pittsburgh Promise has created a community really where none existed beforehand, or were only maybe the threads of a community existed. And I like how egalitarian it's been too. It seems like it's crossed all of the high schools within Pittsburgh Public Schools. And it's good to have you represented. We only have a couple minutes. I want to turn to Danny Jackson, who you heard Kalia mention just a moment ago, to thank you for the work that you've been doing. If you go to PittsburghPromise.org, I want to encourage you to go there and learn about what they're doing, and look for ways you might be able to help in the work that they're doing, too, as an adult. Danny, anything you would like to add? You've got to be beaming as you listen to Kalia, Arya, and Harai.
I really am. I mean, it's the best part about this work. It's getting to see kind of the growth of our ambassadors and then the impact that they have within each of their individual high schools. And yeah, just them being here today, it's so cool that they're taking time on a Saturday to talk about the work that they do, and they kind of realize the impact that they can have in addressing these gaps in knowledge and access to knowledge about the post-secondary process. So they understand kind of the mission of the Promise Ambassador work clearly, and they understand that it's important. And so, yeah, it's super cool to see, you know, each of them going off on their own journeys to these different schools. And we've got a total of about 20 to 25 ambassadors in our group this year. And each are kind of going on their own journey, their own way. And so we hope they feel connected to the organization moving forward, and as alums coming back maybe in the future to give back, as, you know, you guys have kind of heard from different alums. Maybe we can invite you back one day to talk to the current crop of Promise ambassadors. So, yeah, it's a real pleasure, though.
Yeah, it's very good to have those connectors. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to say or didn't get a chance to say, any acknowledgments or just anything I did not think to ask?
You mentioned about like community before, and I kind of like expand on that a little. I feel like the Promise Ambassador Program in general really helped to build a community with other PPS schools in general. Because in Carrick, mostly the ways you can like meet other people from other schools who are pretty much going the same thing for you with you is through maybe CTE or sports, and that's pretty much all I have. But I feel like this really helped get you out of your comfort zone, talk to other people, meet other people, and is great.
No, boy, you expressed that really well, because within Pittsburgh Public Schools, there are 7 high schools. They typically are, you know, their interconnections are sports, the CTE program, which I always forget what it stands for. It's a course. It's essentially professional training to be certified in a field, to be a chef, to be a technician. I'm actually on the advisory board for the entertainment technology group, so I should know. It's, I think, courses toward... Angela Mike's going to kill me. Courses towards education.